This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, cooperation and sympathy with neighbors. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of cooperation and sympathy with the neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. When we see that Islam has given importance to the neighbors and the rights of the neighbors, on the other hand, Islam says that one of the rights of the neighbors is that we have a good cooperation with our neighbors. And therefore, we have, for example, that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said that وَحُسْنِ مُوَاسَاتِهِمْ بِالْمَعُونَ, and the best of the cooperation and sympathy with the neighborhood or with the neighbors is that to provide them ma'un. The word ma'un here, it has come from the word where obviously we bring the basic needs that they need. If in our neighborhood there is someone who needs some basic needs, and it might be from the furniture, from the food, from the facilities of life, the basic things that he needs for that. And if he does not have it, it is necessary upon us to provide this need if we are in a state where we can help them. So we must provide them at least up to the extent that we can do, so that they can have a good life too. They can have at least the basic needs which they have, which they need. They do have that, and they have it, and they are not struggling for it. Or maybe if they are struggling, we must help them so that they can come out of that state where they were in need. So it is necessary to provide the help and to cooperate with them in living a good life, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of cooperation and sympathy with the neighbors in the Islamic lifestyle. We can see that Islam has paid a lot of attention to the neighbor. And from the narrations that we have, even we see that the Prophet ﷺ has said that مَنْ مَنَعَ الْمَعُونَ جَارَهُ مَنَعَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that whoever stops helping the neighborhood, the one who does not have sympathy and who does not cooperate in with his neighbors in order to have a good life or a standard life, and who stops them or who stops himself from helping them in their basic needs, مَنَعَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Allah also will not give him, the one who does not help, Allah will not give him or will does not help him on the day of judgment. He will does not give his goodness or rewards on the day of judgment. This is the right of the neighbors, that when we are looking at the neighbor and we know that they are in a need, we must fulfill that need up to extent we can do. And this is important. Why? Because the neighbors are like our family. They are living at a place. And when Allah has given us the facilities, the money, the property that we have, we must spend it in the society so that we can have a better social life, because the society is important. Allah has given importance to the individual life and the life of the society. So being a social animal even, we must look after our neighbors as we look after ourselves or our family members, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.